sports, politics, life, Buck Roofing presents Kevin Keatsman Has Issues.
We all know very well exactly how Democrats like to work things when they start smearing somebody about things that may or may not have really happened. It doesn't matter. They own the media. They put it out there. They get the media to report it. Then they come back and they go, see, the media says this. And it validates everything they're doing. And it's starting to look like right now they're turning their attention away from Donald Trump, remarkably, and on to Joe Biden. We played a clip for you on Thursday's podcast of Nancy Pelosi and the things that she said about Kamala Harris and whether or not she's the best candidate to be running for vice president with Joe Biden. And now it's starting to look like between the Hunter being charged with three more crimes and all of the things that happened with Ukraine and the other shell companies with the Bidens, that the target indeed is Joe Biden. Because these things happen, a lot of times you see really cool things out there. You know, we love the internet. We love social media. There's the good stuff there is really, really good. And we have a clip for you today that isn't very long, but this is the playbook, and this is really good. This is Nancy Pelosi, and this is not this week, but she's speaking to reporters, and she's telling the reporters how it works, what Democrats do. She's basically saying, this is how we keep voters from knowing just how bad Democrats are. That's it. That's basically what she's saying. Here's how we keep voters from knowing how bad we are for America. We make stuff up. It's called the wrap-up smear, and you won't believe this. Listen to this from Nancy Pelosi describing what exactly it is that they do against Donald Trump and now maybe against Joe Biden.
So they don't want them to see that contrast, so they focus on something else. And it's a diversionary tactic. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy. You demonize, and then we call it the wrap-up smear. If you want to talk politics, you call it the wrap-up smear. You smear somebody with falsehoods and all the rest, and then you merchandise it. And then you write it, and they'll say, see, it's reported in the press that this, 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 and this. So they have that validation that the press reported the smear, and then it's called the wrap-up smear. Now I'm going to merchandise the press's report on the smear that we made. And it's a tactic, and it's self-evident.
I mean, that's straight out of the playbook of what they've been doing to Trump for years, and it's just right there. The Democrats are, their one flaw to their game is they can't just do things. They have to brag about it at some point. This is no different than when Joe Biden says, well, son of a bitch, he was fired 6 hours later. You remember that clip where they wanted the prosecutor out in Ukraine if they wanted to get the money? So the United States gave him the money because they fired the prosecutor. Well, son of a bitch, he was fired. Biden had to go around and brag about how he did it, even though it was wrong. And what he did was wrong. Same thing with Nancy Pelosi here. We make stuff up. What else is a smear? How else, a self-fulfilling prophecy. How else could you describe this? You heard in Nancy Pelosi's own words right there. We lie about things to distract you from paying attention to what we're doing. Okay, we do things that voters won't like. Then we lie about the other guys. The media runs with it for us. Then we turn back and go, see, this was reported on CNN, and it's called the wrap-up smear. It wraps the whole thing up. And it takes all the attention off everything they're doing. And she said it out loud. I'm amazed that they can't keep their mouths shut. That they can't, we know the game. We know that's what they do. We've known that. But then she has to brag about it because they're good at it. I mean, it's crazy. It's just crazy that they go out there and perpetuate these things and can, with a straight face, make all the money she makes, have all the power she makes, say all the things they do about Donald Trump, and then out loud admit, hey, a lot of this stuff's just made up. We're just doing this because the media will run with it and cover it, and people will believe it. It doesn't have to be true. What else are all these indictments against Donald Trump if that's not the wrap-up smear? That's exactly what all this stuff is. It's just not politicians saying it now. It's dirty DAs trumping up charges against a former president because the media will report on it and they hope that it works. Ironically, it is not working. It's failing epically, which is why the heat is turning up on Joe Biden. A lot of the media pundits, other politicians, They're not exactly committing to Joe Biden at this point. I've never thought Joe Biden was going to be the candidate. I want to run against Joe Biden. I'm not sure it's going to happen. There are some deadlines in certain states coming up. I think the first is Nevada at some point in about a month. That if you're running for president, you have to have filed to get on the ballot in Nevada. That seems crazy that you have to file more than a year before, but it's true. And then there's more than a dozen other states that have deadlines before the end of this year. So if Gavin Newsom is getting in, and he's the one I'm worried for, I'm worried about Gavin Newsom. Not because I think he's great. I think the American people can be suckered on this deal. Good-looking, younger guy, somebody that's not 80. There will be people that will vote just for that, not even understanding the issues. It will work. So I worry about Gavin Newsom. We'll know in due time. He's got about a month, I think, to get on the ballot in Nevada if he's going to do that. And we'll see how they ramp this up, the wrap-up smear against Joe Biden, who's the least of his worries with these gun charges and stuff against Hunter. He can pardon Hunter. It's actually a pretty easy out for Joe Biden at this point. Just say you're not running, pardon your son, and go live your life and be done with it. You've stolen all this money. Go live off of it. And that could be happening. But all this smearing of Donald Trump is not working. A new Fox News poll compared polling of Trump and Biden today versus right before the 2020 election. And this is remarkable. With suburban women today versus right before the 2020 election, Trump is up 13 points and Biden is down 12 points over where they were at that time. Okay, so this is basically their... In all of these I'm giving you, Trump is basically taking these numbers from Biden. This is people who've changed their mind about Joe Biden. But it's not exact like that. Trump is doing 13 points better with suburban women. Biden is doing 12 points worse. With women overall, Trump is doing 10 points better. And Biden is doing 11 points worse. You see what's happened. They're not scared of mean tweets anymore. Americans are not scared of mean tweets. They're like, give me the damn guy back that ran the country the right way, please. Among black voters, Trump is up 7 percentage points and Biden is down 10. Voters under the age of 45, and this is a huge set. This is a big, big group of people, okay? Millions and millions of people under 45. Trump is up 6 and Biden is down 7. And with Hispanic voters, Trump is up 7 points. And Biden is down 5. Now, again, this is versus right before the election in 2020. But you can see if these numbers are accurate, this is a landslide. Trump wins easy. In the national polls, he's up like 48.5 to 46.2, something like that. So he's about a 2.5-point lead nationally. If he has a 2.5-point lead in the popular vote, this is a beatdown. This is a landslide. Because Trump can win the election without the popular vote because of the way the Electoral College sets up and how big the states are, some of the Democrat states are, where Republicans don't even bother to vote. They just don't. I mean, if you live in California, what's the point? You go vote for your local officials, I guess, but what, I mean, your vote doesn't count. In so many places, your vote doesn't count. And, you know, they get a little dispirited. But these are all good news. And the wrap-up smear against Donald Trump is not working, at least not at this point. We are still a long ways away from the election. And we got a million of these trials and things, and we don't know how all that's going to go. But the news out there heading into this weekend anyway is really, really good. And I think the Democrats are going to take Biden out. I do. I think they're going to say Gavin Newsom's our guy. I don't know how they're going to pull this off. You know, Kamala Harris is going to point at Gavin Newsom and say he's a racist. He doesn't want the first black or female president or whatever running against me is racist or sexist or whatever. It doesn't matter. He's a million times better candidate than anybody else the Democrats could roll out there. Remember, I said candidate, not president, because he scares the hell out of me as president. We'll see how it all plays out. This from Alex Berenson, the former New York Times writer who's written the book on COVID and how we were lied to, the things that we did wrong, and all of that. You've heard the name Alex Berenson, I feel sure. He has been researching the CDC's website, and he came across this little nugget from the CDC, and this is just astonishing as you're starting to hear people say, uh-oh, COVID, masks, here we go, shots, blah, blah. This is for teenagers. I never understood the shooting up or masking of children. I didn't get it. But this subgroup is teenagers. So by definition, That's 13 through 19 teenagers in the United States. According to the CDC's own website and their data, for every 1 million shots administered to teenagers in the United States, they will prevent 0 to 1 deaths. Well, that means zero, but they could prevent one. It's possible. 0 to 1, not 0 to 1,000, not 0 to 10,000, not 0 to 100,000, not a wide rate. Now, if we shoot up 1 million teenagers, we're preventing 0 deaths. But this is the best part. If we shoot up 1 million teenagers, there will be between 100 and 200,000 that have side effects, some severe. Severe side effects in 10 to 20% of the teenagers. And we're starting to push this shot again and masking up. This is the actual data that we learned from the mistakes we made. This was the most evil crime ever perpetrated on humanity. It was global in scope. It made the elite, wealthy power brokers on this planet more elite and more wealthy. And that's all it did. It was wrong from the start. It was botched from the start. It was a disaster. Absolute disaster. Stunning numbers there. 1 million teenagers can get the shot. It will not save one death. 1 million teenagers get the shot. Between 100 and 200,000 of them are going to get sick. Jeez. Are you kidding me? How about Mark Alford, our favorite Missouri congressman? He has introduced the Cabo Act. Many of you know that my dog is named Cabo, and it does not stand for the Congressional Access to Bureaucratic Offices Act. No, it does not. That's Cabo. Mark Alford hit the floor of the House yesterday and introduced this. He's on the Agriculture and Small Business Committees, and he cannot get into the building over at the Department of Agriculture or the Department of Small Business. These are all these bureaucratic offices, and he's on these committees, and he's like, I haven't been able to walk in the hallway over there for 6 months. They won't let him in the building. A congressman cannot go in there and just, I'm on the Agriculture Committee, I'm Mark Alford, and I just want to go over to the Department of Agriculture and walk around and see how things are functioning over here. And he can't do it, and they keep him out. And so his act that he's put forth, the Congressional Access to Bureaucratic Offices, Cabo, says that the House of Representatives has every right to go inspect these workplaces. Alford was passionate on the floor, so the reason they're doing this is he has people telling him that only 20% of the workforce is there at any given time, and 80% are allowed to do whatever or stay home or what, you know, whatnot. This is just government bloat. We know what this is. This is people with jobs with nothing to do, collecting paychecks, and they're not even there. This has got to pass. I'm with him. And this isn't even oversight. This is interaction. Somebody from the House that funds all these bureaucracies should be allowed to walk through, especially if you're a committee member with expertise in that area, like Missouri is an agriculture state. Mark Alford should be allowed to go see, is the Department of Agriculture running properly? But again, this is the Biden administration. They've got their people in charge. They've got their Nazi guards at the doors. They won't let you in. They don't want you to see what they're doing. I'm with Alford. I don't know how we get this passed, but I don't know why anybody would be against it. If you push it over to the Senate, how could anybody be against this? Anytime it has to do with government oversight of some sort, how could any politician vote no on an act like that? The Freedom Caucus is out there doing their thing. You know who these folks are. It's Byron Donalds, Matt Gaetz, and some of the others. There's about 15 of them, maybe. And Lauren Boebert. These are the really strong conservative people in our party in the House of Representatives. And they have announced that they are not, the government's going to shut down here in a month if they don't come up with a new budget and figure out how they're going to fund it. And to that, I say, shut it down. You want to work on the deficit? Let's close the government for a while. That's easy. Not essential things. Just things like the Department of Agriculture and Small Business, where Mark Alford can't get in the hallway. Close it down. Stop paying them. Tell them you come to work, we'll pay you again. Good Lord. So the Freedom Caucus says that they absolutely want a pledge, or written in, I would hopefully, written into the budget, that the United States will stop funding the war in Ukraine. There will be no more American money going to Ukraine for this war, or the Freedom Caucus will not vote yes to fund the government, thus creating a shutdown. The Freedom Caucus says we are going to shut this mother down, our federal government, unless we get it in writing that we're going to stop sending hundreds of billions of dollars to Ukraine. It's over. You've had your little war. We're stopping it. This is, our country's going bankrupt. Our economy's in the tank. This is over. And I'm with them. We have no business sending one more dollar to Ukraine. We're just sitting there funding something that is just going to keep killing people. And in the end, is going to do nothing for America. And we're not going to save Ukraine. The only way for us to save Ukraine is to send in NATO troops with all of our might. And that will push Russia back and out. And we can't do that. We shouldn't do that. We won't do that. We don't have an interest in Ukraine like Joe Biden. Remember, Joe Biden owes a lot of people in Ukraine a lot for the hundreds of millions of dollars that he's amassed. He's got favors for those people, and he's paying it back in a big way with the $140 billion that he sent over to Ukraine. That's a good payback for the couple hundred million that's been grifted over this way for Hunter and Joe, the big guy. See how this works. It's all just payback. Our final news story, before we get to sports and a busy football weekend coming up, is a website called OutKick. You've no doubt heard of it. They're a couple months behind. When was Taylor Swift here? July? Taylor Swift was here in July. Do you remember the shows we did around Taylor Swift? And I said, watch out, because these people, this is a cult. And that one woman can swing this election. Watch out for her if she gets political. And she wouldn't even have to pick a candidate. Like, she doesn't have to endorse Joe Biden. Although, I promise, if Gavin Newsom runs, Taylor Swift will be on the campaign trail with Gavin Newsom. They will be a handsome-looking couple standing up there. It's going to happen. Mark my word, if Gavin Newsom runs, Taylor Swift will be on stage with him, singing at his rallies, doing whatever. And watch that vote go wild. Watch the white girls in this country flock to the Democrats and get motivated to vote. But even if she doesn't do that, all Taylor Swift has to do is say, hey, abortion or whatever, some issue. Remember who to vote for. That, you know, the Democrats are for you protecting your own health care. Okay. If they're so protective of it, how are you getting knocked up? How about that? Don't get knocked up. Jeez. But OutKick is now running a story that says, wow, this is real. Taylor Swift could flip this election with all these Swifties that are out there, and I welcome them on board. You heard it here first at KKHI, and I absolutely believe that it is something to watch for in the 2024 election. All right, before we get to sports, I want to let you know we're brought to you by Roberts Robinson, Chevrolet Buick GMC in Excelsior Springs, home of the lifetime warranty. Right now, get a $100 rebate on a set of four tires from Roberts Robinson, Chevrolet Buick GMC. We are professional grade. Folks, they got a lot of great cars, trucks, SUVs right there on the lot. They also can order them straight from the factory for you. If you're looking for that new ride, they get you the lowest interest rate, all applicable rebates, and save you the most money. They'll even deliver it right to your home wherever you live. RobertsRobinson.com, 816-826-1563. Back 9 Development is your custom builder. When you're looking to build a brand new home, if you are, you should sit down with Back 9. If you've got a piece of land or you know where you want to build, you should talk to Back 9. They'll absolutely be allowed to work in a subdivision as well. If you're in a subdivision somewhere and you've got a lot, talk to them. These are great conservative folks that know everything about this industry. TJ is really a remarkable sort, is the best way to say it. He's got an unbelievable team at Back 9 Development that really believes in customer service. If you're building, you need contact sometimes daily, sometimes multiple times a day, to stay informed over every nickel of every project of what you're building. That's Back 9 Development. Online at back9development.com or just call TJ personally. He's the owner. 785-236-0161 for back9development.com. And I got a slew of emails from folks yesterday told me to let Ron Buck congratulations on expanding his business. Now it's not just Buck Roofing and Construction, it's Buck Disposal. These are the big dumpsters that you use on job sites. So every job site that Buck Roofing does, when they tear a roof apart, they fill up a dumpster with the old shingles and stuff and they haul them off. What he found was these companies were unreliable. Dumpsters weren't there on time. They weren't there the right day sometimes. And then they would sit for days after the project was done. And he's like, my name is on this project. And if I can't rely on these people, I got to start my own disposal business. He would get frustrated and get on the phone and the call centers would be in Chicago or somewhere. They say, well, we need it down there. Well, we can't get it to you for 3 days. Like, oh my God, he describes this industry as a disaster. If you use dumpsters, okay, Ron Buck is now your guy. He's purchased 100 of these things. He's got trucks. He is all in. Ron Buck is an entrepreneur and he is fearless. He is all about customer service. Said he got 3 calls the first day. A couple of jobs are happening on Friday and one person needed a dumpster on Sunday. He said, no problem. We're going above and beyond. I'll get your dumpster out to you on Sunday. No problem at all. BuckDisposal.com. 913-242-7695. That's 913-242-7695. BuckDisposal.com. That is awesome. He really wants me to let you know, because he figures that a lot of you already have a company that does this and you're probably frustrated with them. He's promising our service will be better than anybody anywhere in the Midwest. We've got you. We've got your dumpsters. Buck Disposal. Pretty cool stuff there. Way to go, Ron. All right, on to sports. This is a off-the-cuff nugget. I won't spend a lot of time on this, but I found this interesting, and I wonder if this maybe isn't the future. Now, most sports owners like making a lot of money, and they just go with the highest bidder. So when we were involved in radio rights, trying to buy the Royals radio rights, we had to be the high bid to get them. And it's obvious how this stuff goes now. Very loyal partner of the Chiefs. The Chiefs dumped Union Broadcasting and went with Odyssey, it's now called. It was Intercom then, because they were the highest bidder and they take the more money from the big corporation, and that's the way it works. Is there something about to change in professional sports? Because this goes against college realignment. This goes against all pro sports. The owner of the Phoenix Suns is a man named Matt Ishbia. I don't know much about Matt. He said, we're going to focus on winning and having the most fans we can possibly have here in Phoenix. So I've made the difficult decision to end their cable TV contract. They were like Bally Sports, one of those things. The Phoenix Suns games were all on Bally, on cable, Fox Sports, Southwest, whatever it was. He says, we're done with that. We're going to go with a local television channel. We'll use Kansas City as an example, okay? So Channel 41, you're aware of that. That's the NBC affiliate. They also have a station called 38 The Spot. Well, they would put games on, all the Phoenix Suns games on 41 or 38 The Spot. They'd pay the rights fees to the Suns, which they can't afford to pay what Fox Sports can pay. So it's less money goes to the Phoenix Suns, but every game can be seen by every person in Kansas City. You don't need cable. You don't even need internet. You put a little $8 item on your TV. It's a little antenna, and you get the games through the air on your television in HD. So the Phoenix Suns have done this. They've gone with a local television operator in Phoenix, and they are allowing anybody in Phoenix that goes on and signs up or comes to the arena for free, they're going to give you an antenna. He's paying for all of them. There are 2 million people in Phoenix that could not get the Suns games. 2 million. He's like, we're getting everybody. We want everybody to watch the Phoenix Suns. They're going to hand out these little antennas that you put on your television, and you can pick up the signal through the air and watch every freaking Phoenix Suns game for free. Man, that's awesome. This is a great test run, because if he winds up actually making more money doing it this way, I think others will follow suit. You know, it used to be when I first worked at Channel 4, the Royals were on Channel 4. There was no real cable option or anything like that. And it was about 30 to 40 games a year, and I used to tease Denny Treese and then Paul Splittorff. And I'd tease him. I'd say, you guys don't work very hard. You guys do 35 games a year. What kind of job is that? That's awesome. And they're drawing full-time checks, you know. They'd go to Yankee Stadium and do one game and have the other 2 days off. Living the life, man. Pretty good deal. But there was no secondary channel. So NBC, in those days, Hill Street Blues was on, Cheers, you know, some of these big shows, Friends, we're all on NBC. Well, you couldn't take Friends off the air for a Royals-Indians game. The network wouldn't allow that, and there were no secondary channels. So now these stations all have secondary channels. Like I said, 41 has 38 The Spot. I think I've got them right. Channel 9 has one. Channel 5 has one. I think Channel 4 does. But they all have secondary channels. And if you can reach more fans, if he winds up giving away 500,000 antennas, he's going to reach, it's 2.7 people. Let's say he does 100,000 of these antennas he gives away. It's 2.7 people per home. Between 2.7 and 2.9 people live in a home. So let's just go ahead and round it up to, if you give away 100,000 of these roughly, that's 300,000 more people with eyeballs watching the Phoenix Suns. That has to be better for business than a check from the cable company, doesn't it? Isn't that more people buying shirts, more people that want to get tickets? Ticket prices can be raised. Isn't that all just good for your community? More awareness in your community, more charity. Look, these guys are billionaires now. They really should be doing this. There should be more of this. How do we reach the most people? I applaud the Phoenix Suns for doing this. It's a little different. I was a guest of Pete Mundo's this week. He's got a website called Heartland College Sports. You know Pete Mundo from KCMO Talk Radio. He's an awesome dude. And I was his guest previewing the K-State Missouri game. If you want to hear the entire interview, go to heartlandcollegesports.com. That's heartlandcollegesports.com. It's up. You can listen anytime you want between now and kickoff on Saturday between K-State and Missouri. We preview that, but we also talk about a bunch of other college football issues and things going on within college athletics. It's really interesting. Pete's a terrific and easy person to be on with. There's not much back and forth. When Pete does an interview, he asks questions, so I literally was the guest. And so it was mostly my opinions and not his. But toward the end, after I told him I thought Kansas State would win 27-20, I'm going to go with, in a little bit of a lower scoring game here. I think Missouri's defense is better than people think. If Missouri gets two takeaways or more, okay, I'm making them the favorite in this game. If Missouri gets two takeaways or more, I give the slight edge to Missouri. I think it is about takeaways for them. And Will Howard in his first couple of games has tried to force some passes. He shouldn't be doing that in this game. This is a different level of defense. These are better players. These are bigger, faster pass rushers and better corners that can cover. Is Missouri the best defense K-State will face this year? No, they're not. They're the best defense it has faced so far this year. So it's very important that K-State stay away from the turnovers, and it's very important that Missouri get the takeaways. I think that's a very fundamental way to look at football games. I know, and maybe the easy way out here, but I do think if Missouri gets a couple of takeaways in this game because they're playing at home, they become the favorite. So we discussed that. But then at the end, I couldn't just let Pete go without finding out what he thought was going to happen in this game.
Kevin, you're the man. Really admire everything you're doing, man. And grateful to call you a friend. We appreciate you being here.
Thank you, buddy. Who you got Saturday? I didn't hear you say who's winning.
I'm rolling K-State, man. I'm not going Mizzou in this one. I'm going to say I like your game in the 20s, by the way, though. I'm going K-State, let's see, 23 Mizzou 17. How do you like that?
You know what? I'll take it as long as the line's not over six.
Spoken like a Kansas resident, by the way. Missouri residents can't talk like that. You know, they don't have that sports betting.
There you go. We'll get it soon enough. Let's get it done.
I agree, man. Hey, have a great rest of the week, Kevin. Thanks for being here, man.
Thank you, Pete.
Kevin Keatsman does outstanding work. Always great to have him on this show talking college football, Big 12, and, of course, K-State, who has one of the biggest games this weekend in the conference. I'm Pete Mundo, heartlandcollegesports.com.
All right, there's my buddy Pete Mundo. Again, his website is Heartland College Sports. You can hear him every morning on KCMO Talk Radio, and not a lot of people know, or not everybody knows, that he was a sportscaster first and has moved into news and politics, and he's great at it. Not good, great. Like, he's making a real difference in Kansas City. But his passion still is college football. And so he owns and operates the site heartlandcollegesports.com. You should check it out every day. If you like college football or college sports, go check it out, heartlandcollegesports.com. And give a listen to the podcast that I did with him. It's right there on the site. It's easy. It's about, I don't know, it's about 20 minutes long. We cover a wide variety of topics. I think you'll really enjoy it. heartlandcollegesports.com. Way to go, Pete. And thanks for having me on. All right, before we check in with Lee Sterling and talk a little Chiefs and KU Nevada and K-State Missouri, I want to remind you we're sponsored by Window World, simply the best for less. online at windowskansascity.com. The Finch Knife Company is online at finchknifeco.com. Keep life from getting dull with a Finch pocket knife at finchknifeco.com. And the new car image, my man Brad over there would love to clean up your car. His passion is a beautiful automobile. The thing that drives him craziest is an automobile that does not look its best. I'm just telling you, this guy is a bit of a freak on this, but you're going to love the results if you call the new car image online at thenewcarimage.com, 816-499-1470. You're going to love your ride from the new car image. Chiefs and Jaguars Sunday, here we go. Kelce and Jones back. Is that enough? Chiefs almost didn't beat Jacksonville last year. Remember, Mahomes got hurt in the game, and they needed Henny to march downfield and score a touchdown. Tight end Evan Engram of the Jaguars this week says, quote, we owe them, unquote. They believe they should have won that game. Now, I can't figure that out, how a backup quarterback came in and scored a touchdown, and they feel like they got ripped off and should have beaten the Chiefs. Are they saying, hey, we knocked Mahomes out of the game, so we should have won? I'm not sure exactly what they were saying. All I know is Jacksonville did not get the best version of the Kansas City Chiefs last year. They did not. They have not seen the best version of the Chiefs in a while. And Evan Engram saying we owe them one, that's an odd statement to me. I appreciate trying to find motivation. I appreciate guys doing whatever to get themselves in a spot where they think they can play better, or it's meaningful, or it's payback, or we're some underdog or something like that. I appreciate that, but we owe them? What do you owe them? You're saying, oh, we knocked Mahomes out, so we should have won. Is that your game plan? You want to knock him out this week? I'm not sure I understand that. Look, Trevor Lawrence is coming to his own. This is a good quarterback, and this is a good team. This, to me, is a little bit like playing the Chargers. I think the biggest equation here, if you want to equate one team to another, the Jaguars are the Chargers. They're a good team. They've got a fine young quarterback. Just Calvin Ridley's a freak. He had 8 catches for 101 yards last week and another touchdown. Trevor Lawrence was 24 out of 32. He was better than Mahomes in his first game. A couple of touchdowns. They're more, I mean, way more than capable. This is a good team. But to this point, like the Chargers, they're a good team that doesn't win games like this. That's why the Chiefs are a 3 to 3.5 point favorite. I think the play here, if we're going to talk gambling, the money line for the Jaguars is plus 160. I think the Jaguars have a better chance of that than winning. Better chance than that of winning. I think if you're just strictly a gambler, the best play on the board in this game is Jacksonville plus 160. I think it's pretty close to a 50-50 game. I do. So I would go Jacksonville in the points, and I would go Jacksonville on the money line. If you take everything else out of it, you don't care who's playing, whatever, it just looks like the play to me. This is a good football team. It's not a great team yet, but it is a good football team, and this is going to be really, really difficult for the Kansas City Chiefs. We'll see. We'll also find out what Lee Sterling thinks of this when we do our picks, because he is up right now. We're going to do college and pro with our man Lee Sterling of ParamountSports.com. Hit it!
The KK Has Issues conversation is presented by Joslyn's Jewelry, 95th and Antioch, or online at joslynsjewelry.com.
Now it's time to say hello to Lee Sterling of ParamountSports.com. Off to a flying start this year. Hit his 45-unit play last week in the NFL, the teaser that was the Dolphins and Commanders. And way to go, Lee. You're off to a hot start. You are really crushing it right now. You got a happy customer base, don't you?
Oh, we do, and that's fun. It's nice to if you start off and you're not winning, you're like, oh, all this work I put in for the summer, you start doubting yourself, but feel really good about where we are. We're not winning games on flukes. We are dominating college football and the NFL. So went 11-3 last week, including a rare 40-50 unit release. Don't have many of those. I think it was the first time ever in the NFL. Won that. It was a 2-team 6-point teaser. Felt really good about Washington winning the game. They turned the ball over 3 times in the first half, and they still won the game. And then the Dolphins getting 3. We teased it up to 9. They win the game outright. Got some good info that they were probably working on some stuff in the summer and training camp, getting ready for that Charger game, and they pulled it all out in that very exciting 36-34 win. So we helped out your Chiefs there. You can say thank you, and let's keep rolling. How about this? If you want to get the season I lowered the price $300. Use coupon code SAVE300, just $9.97. That comes out to like $55 a weekend. You get every college game. You get every NFL game in the regular season, 44 bowl games, NFL playoffs, Super Bowl. Coupon code SAVE300, SAVE300, just $9.97 for my executive phone service through the Super Bowl. Love to have you on. It's easy. That way you don't have to worry about it. Never have to pay again. You're done. You're going to win. We've won 28 out of 29 years, and we're already winning big, 18-7 on the year. If you want to try just one weekend, if you've never been a client or for some reason were dragging your feet or trying another service or trying it on your own and that didn't work out, 13 games, Baker's Dozen, Saturday through Monday night. It's an instant download, so you have the games. You don't have to call me back on Saturday and Sunday. You're ready to go. World famous Baker's Dozen, 13 games, just $97, ParamountSports.com.
Lee, I'm going to thank you for more than just helping the Chiefs out. My balance since the start of the season has tripled, okay? And you've been
That's
a
great.
Huge part of that because I'm playing a lot of your games. But I also play all of the local, the teams that I know here locally, I almost always play those games. So some of those aren't on your service from time to time. I've been hot on those on my own. So it's a team effort here, buddy. But tripling my balance in 2.5 weeks of football, this is a great start. I'm having a blast.
Yeah, it's fun to watch football. It seems like almost everyone likes football. It's the number one sport. And then when you're winning, that's just a great feeling.
It is a great feeling. So make the call or go to ParamountSports.com right now and get signed up with Lee. Just try for the weekend for $97 if you want and see how it goes. You ready to pick some games?
Let's do it.
Okay, the Kansas Jayhawks are on the road at Nevada. I mean, is Nevada the worst team in America? Kansas is favored by 28. What do you think?
I think they could be. And if you just looked at the score, if you didn't watch the Kansas game, they were up 34-7. I mean, they should have won that game probably by 35, 40 points. So they let Illinois back in the game, held on and won. But I think that this is a situation here where you got to keep riding Kansas here. So when they play, Nevada played Idaho, which is not an FCS opponent anymore. They are not a Division I team. They are used to be Division I, 1AA. They gave up, get this, 15 for 22 passing, did Nevada, at 14.9 per yards attempt in a 33-6 home loss. It's that bad. So you got to think that Jalen Daniels, who was 21 for 29 for 9.6 yards per pass attempt versus a Big Ten defense, is going to do a number on them. They even ran on Illinois, which last year, pretty good defense. They lost like three good starters, all went to the NFL, but they ran for 44 for 262 here. Nevada has them, and I think it's Louisiana Monroe, spend the least amount of money on the football program. They both these two teams might end up going down to a different level, lower level here eventually. Take advantage of it. Kansas big here, 54-14.
All right, the game in our week in our parts is Kansas State at Missouri. Last year's game was not close, but it was a weird day. It was like a 7-hour game. There were lightning delays and rainstorms and all kinds of stuff. Missouri wanted out of the thing. They at one point tried to cancel the game and go home during a long delay. This is weird. Eli Drinkwitz, the Missouri coach, is, you know, he's outspoken. He's been saying some things this week. Kansas State's off to a good start. Missouri hasn't looked good. I'm worried here that Vegas knows a little something that we don't. The line is only 4.5 or 5, depending on where you look at it. Seems like it should be more. What do you think? Cats are favored.
Yeah, and it's coming down. It's coming down. I don't get it here. I'm not an Eli Drinkwitz fan. I think they're one of those teams that can beat the bad teams, but can't beat the teams better than themselves. I mean, he was brought in. People thought he was this great offensive mind, and I haven't seen it yet here. So, I don't know if they've turned the corner. We know that Kansas State already has here. They have a decent running game. Their quarterback, Brady Cook, is like, okay. You know, he's a game manager. They have one weapon here that you got to worry about, and that's Luther Burden. I just think that they can, this Kansas State staff can game plan for one guy. Kansas State in the two games has had a 375 to 76 rushing yard edge here. Missouri 2-1 run to pass ratio. And I just, they're not running the ball. 3.8 yards per carry. I just think you ride here with Will Howard over Brady Cook every day of the week and on Saturday. I just think that Kansas State is deep at running back and receiver. They have five different guys that have caught touchdowns. They know how to rotate in guys and use each guy's strength here. And Kansas State's only lost three times on the road the last 2 years, and they even beat LSU in that 2022 bowl game here. I just don't think Mizzou's on their level. I like Kansas State, even though the line is telling you something's going on, but Kansas State, I like him here. Lay the small spot, 30-20.
All right, in the NFL, the Cincinnati Bengals, rough start, and now an offense that was terrible a week ago goes up against the Baltimore Ravens defense, Bengals and Ravens, and the Bengals are a 3.5-point favorite. What do you think?
Crazy. I mean, Cincinnati was that bad. I mean, to throw for 82 yards, that's right, 82 yards in a game, only have six first downs passing. I mean, Jamar Chase was held to 39 yards on five catches. I don't know if we'll ever see that again. They punted the first seven times they touched the ball. Joe Burrow, for some reason, when he's out in the preseason, happened both last year and this year, just they just didn't have it. Weather was bad. I mean, it was raining. Baltimore has won seven of the last eight season openers. They seem to win those. And then all of a sudden, just like the last couple of years, injuries. J.K. Dobbins, done for the season, torn ACL. They got injuries on all levels here. Offensive line, they could be down two starters. Defensive line, linebacker, and the secondary on defense, ravaged here. I think Cincinnati puts it together here. Big line move here. I think you want to ride with them here. I mean, doesn't make sense here. They're such a small favorite here. They win the season opener. It's 5 or 6 here. I'll lay the 3 points. Bengals here, 27-20.
All right, I'm curious to think what you have to say about the Bills and the Raiders, because I was surprised this line is more than 7. I wouldn't have been surprised if Buffalo was a 7-point favorite, but they're a 9-point favorite. Am I reading too much into this thing?
I thought the line should be 7 exactly. That when I make lines on Sunday night, and you know this game, obviously Buffalo didn't play until Monday. I had it 7, and then I watched the game. I even put it down to 6.5. The Bills, I don't think you can lay this many points here with how poorly Josh Allen has been playing since the start of last season. I don't think people realize this, but he's turned the ball over here a mind-numbing 37 times in the last 19 games. They just think he tries to do too much. He's got weapons here. You know, he just tries to force things into tight windows too often here. Now, the Raiders aren't the same level as far as on the defensive side as the Jets, but they do have Max Crosby. I think their linebackers are better. Their DBs, much better in coverage and much better tackling so far after week one here. Jimmy G looks like a nice fit at quarterback. Davante Adams seems like he's buying in. Josh Jacobs, I thought maybe he'd have a little rust. Doesn't seem like it here. And, you know, I know the Raiders got to travel cross country here, but I think they're riding high. I think the Buffalo's on the short week here. I think they escaped 27-23. I'll take the points on the Raiders.
All right, the Chiefs are at Jacksonville on Sunday. Kansas City a 3-point favorite, and we saw an awful lot of drops and a poor receiving core in their opener in the loss against the Lions. A lot of people in Kansas City are wondering, are the Chiefs just a good team and not as great as they've been the last few years? Could you take away anything from week one? And Vegas seems to think they're going to be terrific because Jacksonville's good and the Chiefs are a 3-point favorite here.
So I think that their receivers are going to have to step up. I think they're going to play better. Timing, maybe a little bit of pressure. Let's look at what happened to Patrick Mahomes. He was just 10 for 22 throwing to his receivers. And that was the worst completion percentage to wide receivers ever in the history of him starting there. So I think it's going to get better. Do I think they have a number one? No, but I think they have some guys that are going to develop. So give them time. Defensive side. Chris Jones, how important is he? Well, the Chiefs have allowed 20 fewer rushing yards per game in the last 5 years when he's in the lineup. So that just tells you how important he is. So I think with Travis Kelce, who looks like will probably play in this game, big, big boost. And Jacksonville looked like could be down 2 offensive line starters and a backup. They are in trouble here. I tell people all over the country, everyone talks about the Kansas City offense. Their defense is one of the top 6, 7, 8 teams in the league right now. They just are underrated. They cover people. They hit. They had weaknesses 4 or 5 years ago. They don't really have that weakness when Chris Jones is in the game. I like Kansas City here, 31-23.
And everybody in this town will take that for sure. The free play this week is Lee Sterling's home team, the Dolphins, playing against the New England Patriots. The Dolphins are worth the price of admission no matter who they're playing. That is a fun team to watch. If you want to get this free selection, the first 10 callers at 800-400-9741. Lee will personally give it to you if you call that number. The Dolphins and the Patriots in a division game. You see something here you like a lot, don't you?
I like an awful lot. So if anyone wants to get it, just call 800-400-9741. He said, first 10 callers, 800-400-9741. If you want to hop on board, season special, $300 off, down all the way to $997. Use coupon code SAVE300 or get the world-famous Baker's Dozen, 13 games from Saturday morning all the way through Monday night, $97, ParamountSports.com.
Let's make it a runaway freight train this week, buddy. The train is rolling down the tracks. Let's get her off the tracks. Let's do it, okay?
Let's do it. Let's have some fun. All right. Take care.
Thank you, Lee. Take care. There is Lee Sterling of ParamountSports.com. If you'd like to get a hold of him again, the number is 800-400-9741. The Baker's Dozen, just $97, or the entire season now with coupon code SAVE300 is $997 all the way through the Super Bowl at ParamountSports.com. Lee's selections, of course, brought to you by North Kansas City Dental, online at nkcdental.com. Dr. Bill Bush is your new dentist at NKC Dental, 816-471-2911, online at nkcdental.com. Advantage Termite and Pest Control is online at advantagetpc.com. If you want to check out their website, see what they're all about. They're perfect for your business or your home. 913-768-8989. Get rid of all those spiders and stuff this fall with Advantage Termite and Pest Control. And IdealHealthKC.com at Shawnee Mission Parkway and K7 in Shawnee. Dr. Kip Van Camp is doing regenerative medicine there. He's double board certified, and he is the author of many published articles about stem cell and tissue regenerative medicine, and he might be your solution. If you've got something that ails you, you haven't been able to figure it out through traditional doctors, or you're not where to turn, get a consultation with Dr. Van Camp and see if it might be for you. IdealHealthKC.com, 913-745-5300. Okay, let's recap Lee's picks. He took the Jayhawks over Nevada, laying the 28. Kansas State, -5 against Missouri. The Bengals, laying 3 against Baltimore. He likes the Raiders, +9 against the Bills. He thinks Kansas City bounces back in a big way against the Jaguars. And if you'd like to get his free play, it's Miami, New England. All you do is call him at 800-400-9741. I think, everybody listening except Missouri fans liked his picks this week. So he's on board there. I like the Kansas game. I think KU is going to finish with, I think the final score for Kansas begins with a 5. I think they're getting into the 50s against Nevada. And I think Nevada's kind of punchless. I don't see them scoring 30-some points. So I'm going to play that one. I'm going to lay the 28. I like that game a lot. I am not as confident about the Chiefs. I think Jacksonville's really good. I think they're going to be ready. I think Doug Peterson knows Andy. I think this is going to be a really, really hard game for the Chiefs. I'd love it if they won by 4 points. Take the win, get out of there, come back home, take on the Bears. Then at the Jets doesn't look as hard. The Vikings didn't look very good. The schedule softens up here as soon as this game is over. Right? The Lions are a playoff-caliber team. The Jaguars are a playoff-caliber team. But then you get the Bears, Jets, Vikings, and Broncos before the Chargers. You could easily see the Chiefs winning 4 in a row before they play the Chargers. If they get this one, they'll probably be 5-1 when the Chargers come to Kansas City on October 22nd. So that will be a lot of fun. The schedule, the only easy part of the Chiefs schedule begins next week with the Bears. And it got a lot easier because Aaron Rodgers isn't playing for the Jets. It doesn't mean that you're guaranteed to win those games, but it did get a lot easier for the Chiefs with no Aaron Rodgers taking on the Jets now. That's still going to be a dogfight. That defense is real. They're going to give the Chiefs problems. But I don't think the Bears are very good. The Vikings weren't very good last week. The Broncos didn't show much. So it is on. Here we go. Fast and furious week after week. This will be a big win for the Chiefs. And I don't think anybody would have sneezed. If you said the Chiefs are 1-1 after 2 games, we would have thought, okay, they beat the Lions and lost to Jacksonville. And you wouldn't scoff at that. You'd say, okay, good enough. Let's go play those next four and see about getting to 5-1. This thing could look a whole lot different than it does right now in a month, but it all starts in Jacksonville on Sunday at noon. Lee Sterling, with his pick, likes the Chiefs laying the 3. Lee Sterling, our buddy from ParamountSports.com, is right here every week on KKHI.
Thanks for listening to Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, presented by Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC. To get exclusive patrons-only podcasts, receive a weekly newsletter, and attend in-person patrons-only parties, visit kkhasissues.com and become a patron today. This has been a production of Crooked Tail Media Incorporated.